Right. So, well, Ian, congratulations. Talk to me about the emotion that you must be feeling now.
You know, the afternoon goes by in a blur. It took several hours, but it just happened so fast. And everything just turns on the horse's footfall and every jump that I do or any other rider does. And, you know, it's incredible when you consider there's 47 in the competition, and virtually every horse rider combination is extremely good at what they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. And one of them on a given day can win. And so the set of circumstances that have to fall together, and what has to go fall in line for one person to win, it's quite incredible. Yes, one person has a better chance than another because maybe their horse is a little better, or maybe they ride a little better, the course suits them or whatever. But really, even for somebody who looks like the odds-on favorite, a lot of stuff has to really go right for them to win.
A lot of luck involved.
Well, luck, circumstances, yes, absolutely. And so when something like this happens, you feel how lucky and how fortunate you are.
Well, you're no stranger to the podium here. 1987, 1991 champion at the Masters. Here you are again a few years later. What is the secret to maintaining such a high level of international sport for so long?
Well, I just really enjoy horses, and I love horses. That's why I started in the first place. I think we probably all have that in common. And that's all I really do. I have some outside business, which is kind of a hobby, but and we do a breeding operation at home, but with my son and daughter, we run a teaching, training, operation, competition. And so it's really what I do 7 days a week. It's my hobby, it's my work, it's my pleasure, it's my sport, it's everything all rolled into one. And that wonderful book called The Outliers, there's a 10,000 hour rule. You got to do something for 10,000 hours before you're ever any darn good at it. And I think I'm probably up around 20 or 30,000 hours.
The truth
be known. And I guess the other thing is I'm very much a student of the sport because I watch its evolution. It's changed so much over the years in such a wide array of ways. And you got to stay on that evolution. You got to stay on the engine of that evolution or you'll get left behind. And so I study all these other riders, and I study their training methods, and I have the highest regard for the young group of riders coming along. I call them young. They're in their 30s and 40s sometimes, but they're younger to me, and they're that good. It's amazing how good they are. I marvel at them, how good they are. And so when I take them on and get the job done, I feel even better about it.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the enormous payday and the massive prestige involved in winning this leg of the Rolex Grand Slam of show jumping. What about Geneva? It potentially isn't something you'd considered before. Will you change your plan? I mean, this is a great series of majors.
It is indeed, and Sue Grange and Ariel Grange, who are the owners of Dixon, and I will have a get-together and a discussion, and circumstances certainly can alter plans. It wasn't Dixon's plan to go and do Geneva, but everything changes, and today changed much. And he's very healthy and sound and strong. And I think we could probably make the logistics work if everybody's willing.
What does it mean for a rider like you at this high level to have a prestigious and, you know, very lucrative Grand Slam?
Well, it's a fantastic honor. We all work away at it so hard. And any of these top riders, again, they're so different than they were 20, 30 years ago. They're all top athletes. They all go to the gym and they work out, and they're so, so serious. Not that the guys in the past weren't, but it's a little different focus. It's a professional focus that's really brought to it. And everybody wants the same thing, and there's no stone left unturned. And so to be involved in something like this is... it's just incredible. I really have no words to describe it. It's fantastic.
Congratulations again. We'll see you in Switzerland.
Thank you very much.